Hello, heroes, and welcome to another exciting episode of One Shot. I'm Tracy Barnett, your host and narrator. Now, obviously, you are used to hearing James right here, and the reason you are hearing my voice instead is because this is one of those series of One Shot that we recorded in advance so James and Mel could focus on family stuff. You know, running the network, it takes a lot. James is extremely, extremely busy. There's a baby on the way. This is to give James, Mel, everyone in the family a break. So, today, I'm extremely excited to tell you that we are going to be playing Punk's Been Dead Since 79 by Jeff Lewis. Punk's Been Dead Since 79 is a powered by the apocalypse-ish take on being a disaffected teenager in the late 90s, early 2000s in the Midwest, specifically Northwestern Ohio. It is a really, really great example of how you can take a specific place in a specific time in a specific mood and just make something fantastic out of it. I'm playing it with three voices that are going to be very familiar to you if you listen to anything on the One Shot Network, specifically if you listen to Neo Scum, So, sit back, enjoy, and buckle in for our ride through Midwestern pseudo-punk teenagerdom. Welcome to Punk's Been Dead Since 79. Hello, heroes, and welcome to this episode, this series on One Shot. I am here with three amazing individuals. So, first of all, we're going to do some introductions. I'm going to start all the way up at the top, the first person who logged into the video call. We're going to go in that order. See, now you all know. And we're going to introduce Eleni. Eleni, how are you?
I am good. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Eleni, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What's the most punk thing you've ever done?
The most punk thing I've ever done was in high school. It's a little bit of a story, but I'll tell it quick.
Yeah.
In high school, I got tickets to go see Brand New in concert, which Brand New is canceled, but I did love Brand New in high school. And I told my mom that my friend Jen was going to be driving because it was all the way in Wisconsin. And she was like, okay, that's fine. But really, I was driving. my friend Jen was not driving. And I had just gotten my license maybe like 2-3 months before that. And so I drove all the way to Wisconsin and I almost drove us under a truck because I was looking at my little iPod.
Like National Lampoon style.
Yeah, I mean, basically. And, my friend was sleeping in the back and then he woke up because I swerved on the highway. But then we got to the concert, went to the concert, and in the middle of the concert, I realized that I lost my keys, my car keys. And I was like, oh, no, I am screwed. And we're going to have to call my parents to come to Wisconsin. And I'm going to have to tell them that I drove all the way to Wisconsin. And then I found the keys on the floor right in front of me. But that was a big lie that I told. It was very punk, I would say. Pretty cool and scary.
Extremely cool, extremely scary, extremely punk. And we are very happy to have heard it.
Thank you.
Next up, we have, you may be sensing a theme at this point in time, listeners, Gannon Reedy. Gannon, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening? Hello.
Hello. It's a very chill tone you're bringing. I like the energy here. It's
keeping it cool.
It's very smooth. It's very nice in this cool tone, Gannon.
Thank you.
What's the most punk thing you've ever done?
This is a really good question. I feel very conflicted. I'm really this whole setup, the game we're playing today, is a real test to me. Because I'm a really big nerd on the subject, and I don't want to be. It's like punk is hard because it's like the more you prove yourself to be punk, the less. If you're like loudly like, I'm punk, you're not punk. But also not being punk, you're not punk. So it's like, what is punk is the eternal question. And it's usually a fool's errand, sort of like searching for the holy grail to like actually name. So I'm going to give two answers. One answer is, for a while I was artistic director and of Runaways Lab Theater. theater is not punk. The Runaways Lab Theater, I think, qualifies as punk. We did some really cool shows. Had a pretty successful 3-time run of this show called The Doing Drugs and Dying in Space Ritual that I'm very satisfied and very happy with. That was very fun. And it ripped and it rocked and it was pretty gnarly. The last one we did featured one of the best things I've ever seen. And so it was like a culmination of like a bunch of like short plays that people would like send in and stuff like that. So one of the plays, so like the second to the last of the last space ritual, the second to the last play, one of the coolest things I've ever seen is it was a super abstract, really weird play. And the climax was like a woman barfing up, I think, a bunch of jewels or something on stage, like puking a bunch of jewels while a bunch of sexual worms like were like farting around nearby her. And I swear to, and like, this is the kind of show that
I love that
been
show.
Hit by silence, but it got a fucking like standing ovation every night. Like,
yes.
It was
that's
so
amazing.
To me, like, and that's, that has nothing to do with me, that has everything to do with the director Logan Berry who did that one, but
Logan
like,
is a
to
punk.
Me that was that he, that's punk, you know, like able to communicate something so abstract and weird into something visceral and funny and scary that is communicated. And then the second answer I'll give in the being not punk is punk is seeing a Steely Dan cover band earlier this year is second most punk thing I've ever done.
Yes.
By that logic.
I feel like you follow the trajectory of punk, then seeing Steely Dan in 2021 is exactly.
Yeah, you land at Yacht Rock. I mean, that's.
You know, it's liking what you like is punk.
That's
it's
right.
Very good. That's very good. And listeners, you may recognize that third voice. It's been a while since you may have heard that third voice, depending on how caught up you are on the Neoscum podcast. But we're happy to have him here today. Very much Blair Britt, everybody.
Oh, what's up? How's it going, Tracy?
I am doing extremely well. I'm very excited to get into this game with you all. But I have to ask you the same question that I asked your compatriots. What's the most punk thing you've ever done?
Well, I guess honestly, I kind of have one that's like sort of similar. Like, oh yeah, like back in the day, I did something stupid. But then I think I did a pretty punk rock thing. I ran like a little punk rock theater for a little while, and that was fun. It was like a little black box.
Oh, absolutely.
The crowd theater, same sort of thing as the Runaways. It was like, yeah, improv comedy is probably not punk rock, but there was an aspect of like the community that was around it, or just like the the kind of like bare bones aspect of the space that definitely, it was like, yeah, this is fucking punk.
Neoscum podcast?
Oh,
pretty punk.
Neoscum podcast is punk.
Punk, yeah.
By the way, check out Neoscum podcast.
Honestly, Neoscum went mainstream. They're not.
The second you launched that Patreon, that was it. It's
yeah,
over.
You know, that's where the music died. No, and then the punk rock like renegade bullshit thing I did was in college, and this is the part where I was making a joke to earlier that I'm pleading the fifth preemptively, and then I'm going to tell you what I did. I had a bunch of friends, and we went on like a sign stealing spree for like a whole fucking night and got a bunch of street signs and like construction signs and construction cones and like snuck them into our dorm and like gave them to everybody, and so people just had like a bunch of stolen shit in their rooms in our dorm. And at one point it kind of like just started this like spark of people doing stupid shit like that, and at one point like leadership of the dorm had to like put out a memo because people were just stealing fucking any sign that was on the wall. People were just like ripping it off and like putting it in their room. It was just a very stupid but also very punk thing to do in college.
Yes.
Nice. I like that. That's I like the punk energy that we're bringing here tonight, especially because Punk's Been Dead Since 79 is a game about sort of disaffected youth in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, right? There is nothing to do. You don't fit in with the people who are around you. You like punk music, but it's like 2003 right now, and the title says it all, right? So there are punk quote-unquote shows that happen around people's barns, parking lots, and tonight, as we enter into the game space, as we get our minds into flat Northwest Ohio, that feel, there's a show tonight at the VFW in Engagement, Ohio, which is halfway between Dayton and Marion. It is the Northwest Ohio Battle of the Bands. Cash prize, airtime on 89.7 The Pipe, and at 8 p.m., 2 hours after Doors, there is an intergender wet t-shirt contest. You're all going. So, we'll go around, we'll do character introductions, and sort of set the scene as to where you all find yourselves, like, getting ready for this night that you have in front of you. We'll pull from the middle. We'll just start with the man himself, or the woman herself in this case, Ganon. Who's your character, and where do you find yourself getting ready for your ride to come get you for the no-bobs?
Right on. So this is Naomi Terror. Just, like, imagine just an extremely cool 16-year-old punk lady. I'm living out the fantasy of the high school person I could have been. My time, I'm, of course, a fella. And I didn't get fully into punk until about, like, the end of high school, and I really didn't let myself get into the modern stuff so much, except for indie rock at a certain point. Besides the point, this lady, she's in it. She knows what's up. She's used her limited internet access to know everything about everything. She's really into the hardcore side of things, the fucking metalcore. She's into the Converge stuff that's coming out. She's still hung up on that old Refused album from 98. She's, you know, classic Black Flag, a Bad Brains, a DRI 80s fan. All those cool bands. She's cool. She's got a freaking denim Motorhead, like, denim patch Motorhead jacket. She's putting on purple lipstick, and it pops out of her face with it's sort of like a pretty scuzzy brown hair rolling down to her shoulders, and she's wearing the highest Doc Martens you've ever seen, rolling up all the way to her knees. She's getting ready right now, doing her makeup in her mom's bathroom. There's just imagine Midwest mom, like, shit everywhere, hair dryer, hair curlers, like, face stuff. Her brother's Head and Shoulders in the dirty shower, and her mom's, like, yelling at her from another room, like, did you get your physics homework done yet? I know you said you promised you'd do it, and she's like, I did it, mom, I did, it's good. Physics, you know, the specifically, what kind of physics homework am I doing, you know?
Your mom is so annoying, but cute.
She's literally so annoying. And what I'm really excited to see my friend Trish. And this guy, he's a little old. His name's Lenny. He's cute, but, like, I don't know. He's got a lot of glasses, and that means trouble. So, so that's me right there. Inertia. That's the cut. That was my physics homework. It was about inertia. It was a paper about inertia.
Speaking of inertia, forward momentum. Eleni, where does your character find themselves?
My character's name is Trish Moon. She is also 16. She is also very cool, but in a kind of different way. Like, she likes pop music, and she likes grunge, and she likes whatever, but she's also, like, a punk too. She likes a little bit of everything, and she's wearing Converse classic black and white high striped socks, and then sort of, like, kind of these capri pants that have, like, the straps across them that kind of buckle together. She's wearing a David Bowie hoodie and a lot of bracelets, a lot of necklaces, a lot of pierced ears that she pierced herself, which is unwise, but, you know, she was rocking it. And that hair that is mostly shaved, except for a little bit in the front. There's a little bit of hair left in the front, but the majority of the back is shaved off.
So it's just like bangs and only bangs,
kind of some bangs and, like, some side pieces. Yeah.
Oh yeah, what do they call that, the Chelsea?
Is that what that's called? Yeah, she's got the Chelsea haircut. And she is in her apartment. She lives with her mom, and it's pretty
in the one apartment complex in town.
Yeah, it's a very small apartment complex, and yeah, she lives there with her mom. It's nothing to write home about, you know, very average, run-of-the-mill home. And she is holding a cigarette, looking in the mirror, but not smoking it because she's straight edge. But she wants to look cool, so she's holding it still so that she can pretend that she's not straight edge, which is like the antithesis of what straight edge is. But, you know, she's doing her best.
I like the idea of a straight edge person being like, but I want to look cool.
Yeah, I want to like fake that I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to do this. Like, even though the whole thing is like, I don't do this.
I'm actually not about the substances, but I am about the perception of what it looks like to do the substances.
That's
yeah. The image of doing the substances is what it's all about.
Right, right. So she wants to look natural, holding a cigarette, and she's doing a bad job, but she's she's making attempts.
Ah, oh, lovely. I love it. You love to see kids trying. So Blair, where does your character find themselves getting ready for this night?
So Lenny. Or Specs, as he's known by like many of the people who know him, mainly because he has these giant, not giant in terms of like they're his huge face, but they're like very thick glasses he wears. And every once in a while, they have a tendency to just like catch whatever light is in the room and just like fire like a fucking a ray of light out. Not like a superpower, like, you know, Cyclops or something. I just mean like occasionally, you know, they're so big that occasionally they catch the light in a way where it's like, damn, that's like a hunk of fucking glass on that guy's head.
Well, and what I had a question before we got to this. I'm going to ask it now so everyone can hear. Are they like Buddy Holly horn rim style things?
Yeah.
Because that's...
I was either thinking that or like aviators with like the bifocal like look to them where it's just like so mm-hmm. clearly like two very different, like thick glasses on both sides. But like, yeah, like there's no way you can give this guy one set of glasses to get over all of his eye problems he has.
Poor Specs.
I want to paint a picture of like, if you know Elijah Wood's character from Sin City.
Sin City. Yep. I was going to say.
Like a he's very like cleaned mm-hmm. up dude. He's like that same vibe, but but not quite as scary and like murdery.
Not quite.
But that just, same, ju- that same sort
shy
of like,
of Elijah Wood.
While you can't really see his eyes. So it's almost like he's wearing sunglasses, you know?
There is a character in SLC Punk who the punks are like, he's the most punk one of all. And he like literally is just like a nerd
yeah.
who's a nice guy, but he can fight. And so like when the fights break out, this like nice nerdy guy just suddenly starts just like railing on people. And yeah, that's what I'm thinking of that this guy kind of reminds me of.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that because I can fight better than both of these two 16-year-old girls. For sure.
Yeah.
These are the metrics that we're working with.
I'm not making any assumptions here. I'm literally reading off the character sheet. I want the listeners to know that I didn't just make an assumption that 16-year-old women are weaker. I literally spent the points, okay? I earned
that's
this.
That's true.
So
all right. we have the receipts.
So anyway, Lenny is... Lenny kind of has like hair that goes down below his ears, but he also works as a substitute teacher for a local charter school. So he's just getting off work. And he walks out to the door and he's wearing like as close to skinny jeans as khakis can possibly get. Just like, you know, he really was trying to find like, where are the stretch denim looking khakis in this clothes store right now?
That is, khakis can get disturbingly close to skinny jeans, but in all of the wrong ways.
Yeah. And, you know, he's just like, man, this is how I live. You know, I live the punk life 2004. I'm going to wear skinny jeans, even if I'm just wearing khakis. They're in my heart, they will be skinny jeans. He's wearing those khakis, and then he also is wearing a polo that I think just has like the logo of the charter school, and it's like the, you know, the Ridgeville, what's the name of the town we're in? The Ridgeville?
Ridgeville Corners.
Ridgeville Corners. Like, it's like the Ridgeville Corners Turtles, and it's just like a really dumb, like cute looking cartoon of a turtle. And so he's got this polo shirt, and then his like substitute teacher look is that he's combed his hair like completely back so that it's like slick, and maybe he's like parted it a little bit, so but it's all like very like manicured down and makes him look like slightly mm-hmm. professional. And the second he pulls his car keys out of his pocket, he just like shakes his hair a ton, and it just falls into that like shaggy skater boy look just like as soon as he's like two steps out of the door.
I think you got the polo. Substitute teachers either have to buy like official polos or you'd have to be given one. Did you win Substitute Teacher of the Year last year?
Yes. Well, I would say this is probably the first year that Specs has been at this school.
So you showed out for this.
Yeah. So maybe I got a, Substitute Teacher of the Month or something. And it's like only 2 months in or something.
It was the first award of the year, and they went big and they went for a polo, which, you know, normally you'd have to pay $25.
Yeah. And
for an embroidered polo.
Yeah.
Like that.
And he doesn't have to wear it, but he tells anybody who asks about it. He's like, oh, yeah. He's also living at home right now. So when his mom asks him about it, he's just like, oh, yeah, well, we all have to wear our polos to work. And in reality, he's just the only one who still wears his like, I won the Employee of the Month award polo at work.
And this is what you're wearing to go to the punk show at the VFW in Engagement, Ohio.
Yes. Except for he rolls up to this Toyota RAV4, which is in the parking lot. It's got a what's like the high school that Naomi and Trish go to? Do we know the name of the, like, Ridgeville Corners High?
Yeah, Ridgeville Corners High.
Yeah, they would literally just be that. It's the Ridgeville Corners Joint School District. It combined two previous school districts, and most of the kids in this area go to that school. There's only, what, two other schools, three other schools in the whole county?
And Specs substitute teaches at one of them, hopefully. So he's leaving, and on the back of this RAV4, there's like a bunch of like bumper stickers, and it's all like Ridgeville Corners High class of
2006.
So they're class of 2006. He's 5 years older than them, so he's class of 01.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his brother's car. You're right. So it says class of 06 on the back, juniors or whatever the fuck. Yeah. And so he comes up, and I was gonna say he opens the trunk, but he literally opens the trunk in terms of it's like a door on the back of the car, and he looks in there, and he has this like rumpled, beat to fuck up black leather jacket, and on the back it says Devil's Numbers, and he like looks down at the jacket, and he like puts his hand on the Devil's Numbers logo, and he's like, all right, and then he throws the leather jacket on over his substitute teacher getup, and he's ready to go.
Hello, heroes. It's Tracy, your narrator, and welcome to the Midroll. Heroes, we're going to keep this short and sweet this week. We're playing Punk's Been Dead Since 79 by Jeff Lewis, and if you are enjoying what you're listening to, you should really go and support Jeff's work. You can find Punk's Been Dead Since 79 for the ridiculously low price of $2 at jefflewis.itch.io. That's jephlewis.itch.io. It's a really great game if you like the vibes of what we're doing here. The game is written extremely evocatively. It really does such a great job of capturing the spirit of the game that all of us brought with us when we were playing this session. It's a real delight. You should definitely go buy it. The other thing, you may have noticed that we started this game with the characters sort of already ready to go. We knew who we were going to be playing. Well, we took some time and we recorded the character creation process for this game as well. You can find that at OneShot's Patreon, which is patreon.com/OneShotPodcast. For $5 a month there or more, you can get access to the Secret Archive. That's where you're going to find the bonus episode that we recorded of the character creation, and you're going to find a lot of other really great stuff there as well. There's bonus content from all the other shows on the network. There's a lot to listen to. So it's worth checking out. It's especially worth it because this is how we get to do all of this. This is the only reason that you're hearing my voice right now, is because I am paid by the One Shot Network to do editing, to do project management. I get to do the thing that James is doing now. I get to be a stay-at-home parent and help take care of my kid and do my part for my family because One Shot is able to help me do that. So it means a lot if you support us. We would really, really greatly appreciate it. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get back to the show.
Amazing.
Okay. It's just the vibe here for all these people is just fantastic.
Can I make a retraction on mine?
Sure.
I want to change her hair. I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, I want to change her hair, as though I'm in character creation mode in like a video game.
You want to change your character's hair, but you don't want your character to want to change their hair. You just want their hair to be different.
Yeah, her hair is going to be different, but she's going to wish that it was the Chelsea, but it's not. So, but what it really is that it's the hair. It's just like the hair that has all the little buns all over her head. She put all those little buns all over, like a Spice Girl kind of thing, or like, you know, it was very 90s type of look, but she's reclaiming it, and she looks cool.
I remember that look, and guess what? You do look cool.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
I think there's a moment where like you're looking in the mirror and you're imagining that you want to be the Chelsea, and it's not, and you tie up the last bun, and like as you walk out of your bedroom, there's a poster of Gwen Stefani on the wall, and she has the exact same buns.
Yeah, and she's like
almost positive that was a thing.
Yeah, love it. It totally was a thing. Yes, Gwen Stefani definitely had those buns with the blue hair, and she's like, oh, I wish my hair was blue or shaved.
Lenny, I have a question for you that's going to be very important for Trish and Naomi to know. You're picking them up for this show tonight. Who are you picking up first?
I'm going to answer that in 1 second. I totally thought you were talking to Eleni. And
I just realized
how dumb it was that I picked a character with the name Lenny.
I was thinking that the whole time, where I was like, Lenny, it's like me.
And then I was like, oh, you're addressing
no,
me.
No, see, that's on me. I should have said Specs.
Yes, Specs.
Henceforth, I will get the name correct.
Yeah,
Specs.
Lenny does a podcast with a friend who's named Eleni, and it's just too confusing to have them both. So that's why he goes by Specs. So he gets...
That would be one of the first podcasts.
Yeah, one of the first podcasts ever.
One of the absolute first. It's honestly...
It's like that person...
It's on E-Bomb's World.
Ricky Gervais. Yeah, it's on E-Bomb's World.
Yeah, it's only like 3 minutes per episode.
Specs invented Stitcher. That's why... So, sorry. What was the question? How am I getting there?
Who are you picking up first?
The question is,
who are you picking up first? Which, by the way, the iPod did release in 2001, so your fictitious reason for Specs, entirely possible.
Yeah.
At this point in time, who knows? Anyway.
So Specs is going to pick up... I'm going to say Trish is closer to the private school that he just came from, or charter school or whatever. Mm-hmm. Ridgeville Corners Turtles. And so he's driving over there, and I just want to say, like, he's driving in this RAV4, but it's so obviously not his car, and it's also so obvious that his brother does not take care of this vehicle at all. Like, there's tons of fast food shit in like the back seat, and there's just like trash all over the place. Specs has just like not even for a second been like, this is my responsibility to clean up and like make this look nice for the people I'm about to pick up. He's just like, fuck this. My brother treats this car like shit. I don't care. And so he's off on his way to Trish's house.
So Trish, where are you when Specs rolls up?
Trish is waiting outside holding her unlit cigarette, and she has a recorder also that she wears as a little instrument, like sort of across her body on a chain, like a purse, I guess. Instead of a purse, which she also has a recorder. She's got a lot of stuff on her, okay? I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of necklaces, there's a recorder, there's a purse, there's bracelets. She's covered in things. Part of that is, like punk armor.
If she falls down, $98 worth of merchandise is broken immediately.
Right. Well, a lot of things are made from, like, found objects. So some of the stuff is like, oh, she just found this string, and now it's a bracelet. And there's, like, a bead that she found, and it's on there. That's it. It's cool found clothing. But yeah, $98 would be her entire outfit.
It could be in a MasterCard commercial.
Plus a lot of junk. Yeah, so she's holding her recorder and her cigarette. She's like faking smoking and faking playing at the same time. And then she sees the car come up, and she is like, oh, pretends to act like, I wasn't just doing something trying to be really cool right now.
Yeah, she was like pretending to be cool and then got caught pretending to be cool, so tries to like play it cool to play it down.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Because she was trying to like be cool, but now she's trying to not be cool. And the thing is that she's not cool at all. It's very, very awkward and not cool, but attempts are being made. So she runs over to the car and slams open the door.
Naomi is not in the car yet. The backseat has nothing but McDonald's and Wendy's wrappers in it, and it's just you and Specs. How's that feel?
So Specs is a cool guy. That's her older friend. He's got the hookup to alcohol, even though she's straight edge. But, you know, she can still use that as a bargaining chip, as like leverage to other friends who might want to partake. And she just thinks that like he's a kind of a weird combo of like nerdy and cool. And yeah, she has a little bit of a crush on him. So she's like, oh my God, he picked me up first. Oh my God. It means that he loves me. Oh my God.
And yes. Specs like turns around to look at her in the backseat and goes, I'm so sorry. There's trash everywhere.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool. I'm so cool with trash. I love it. Actually, look.
No,
and she picks up like one of the little sauce containers and like clips it onto one of her earrings. And she's like, see, this rocks.
No, I mean like
it's hot mustard hanging.
Yeah. Yes. And Specs is just like, no, I mean like it's gross in here. That's what I mean.
It's gross. It's gross. But actually, it's like not that gross. It's not even that gross.
Okay. Do you remember where Naomi lives? I forgot her address, and I figured if I pick you up first that you would know.
Oh, yeah, I can just direct you, but I'm just going to call her house really quick to let her know that we're on our way, okay?
Oh, so. Shit. Should I have called you first? I don't even think I have
no, because
numbers.
I knew when you were coming, so I was just waiting. I was just waiting out here. I knew. I mean, I came. I wasn't waiting that long. I was
45
down.
Minutes late, though. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but I was smoking my cigarette and just playing my recorder, and it wasn't that long at all. It was good amount of time, so.
And at this point, Specs is like pulled off, and they're just like making conversation while he drives.
Trish has pulled out her Nokia phone with a flame case. Like those cool, you know, it's like black with the flames, blue flames, neon blue. And she calls Naomi's house phone.
Mm-hmm.
Ring, ring.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello, this is Petusha. Petusha Williams.
Hi, Mrs. Williams.
Mother of Garbus Williams, her brother.
Hello?
Tired woman.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Mrs. Williams. Hi. Hey, it's Trish. Hi.
Oh, Trish, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's your mom?
Oh, she's just tired, you know. She's always working all the time, so she's really tired, but she's doing good. She's doing
good.
You
don't know right now, but you'll know. You'll know.
I'll know, I guess.
It's tiring.
Yeah, well,
Oh, I just want to talk to Naomi.
What's for dinner tonight?
Listen.
Yeah?
What's for dinner?
Yeah.
Eggplant souvlaki.
Oh, we had that for the last 3 nights in a row.
You're going to have it another night because I made a lot of leftovers.
My fingers to the bone. I guess I'm just going to have some souvlaki again.
Can I speak to Naomi?
Yeah, you can talk to Naomi. Hello. Hi.
Hey.
My God, hi, Trish. Are you guys coming soon? I've been waiting for like an hour.
We're on our way. And
okay.
It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
New way to play gives me the trotch.
We're on our way.
That's
so,
my dad.
I know.
His name is Gimbus.
Gimbus. I'm hearing him all day. And by all day, I mean like the past like 30 seconds.
Always yelling. He does not like eggplant souvlaki, even though I think my mother invented that.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh my God, I'm so excited to see you. It's going to be great.
Yes.
I know at least most of the bands are going to suck tonight, but I think a couple are going to be pretty good.
I don't think I know most of them, but I think maybe I do. I have to check the lineup again. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm so excited.
So cool.
The other line picks up, and you can hear her dad just like talking into the.
No, I'm gonna. I'm just give me a second. I'm gonna call him. God damn it. Hello?
Hello?
Someone Dad. On the line? Dad, can you hang up, please?
Mr. Williams.
I'm so sorry, Pumpkin. I didn't mean to be on the phone.
Okay.
When you was on the phone, you going out tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You just be safe out there. Just,
okay.
We'll be safe. Thank you.
Yep.
It's Naomi's just me up. And you now. It's just me and you. I gotta go.
I tell you what, you just be safe out there tonight. I got my shotgun to any of those boys because you ain't in trouble. You hear?
I won't get in trouble, and we'll call you if we need your shotgun. Thank you so much. Thanks.
All right.
And he just continues on. Do you continue talking to him or do you hang up?
She slowly just lowers the phone away from her ear and rests it on her lap, but she does not hang up because she doesn't want to be rude. So she's just letting him talk. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Is he still talking?
I don't know. No. Yeah, he is. He is, but I just, you know. Can he hear me? No. She's holding her hand over the little, like, where the microphone is.
Oh, man, I hope they invent a mute button for these someday.
I know, that would be awesome. But, like, for now, it just is what it is. He's, like, running up my minutes, too. I feel like this is... Should I just hang up?
Yeah, maybe... Okay, we're getting to the turn where I don't know which direction I should be going.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make a right here.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
We're almost there. So do you know, like, a lot of the bands that are playing tonight? Or, like, what?
Yeah, I know a couple of the bands. Got a couple guys I used to do some, like, jam sessions with back in high school that are on a couple of the bands. And I don't know. I was just going to kind of, you know, go fart around, check it out. My brother wasn't interested, obviously, because it's the big football game.
Like, oh, yeah.
Football.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares about the football?
Also, did you see all the eggs that people throw when we drive through town?
What?
Yeah, that's because they know it's Burvis's car.
So, like, do they hate him? Or is it, like, for fun, like, because they love you, that they throw eggs?
I don't know. I don't really know whether he's into it or not, but... When he was a freshman, he got hazed and they made him eat like 400 eggs in like 6 hours or something.
Ugh.
And he puked a bunch, but he's always been known as the egg man on the football team. And so if people have extra eggs, they just hawk them at this RAV4.
That's just so gross and scary.
Yeah.
Oh! I am going to roll up my window. That was really a close call.
probably a good call.
Yeah, so, you're going to make a left up here. Left.
You need to tell me a little bit before the direction I need to take.
I'm sorry, yeah. Well, I do like to live on the edge of danger. It's pretty cool.
Is this her? Is this?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, I'm going to pull into the driveway and honk my horn 5 times.
Maybe do it 6 times. Like, 666. The number of the beast. She's not coming.
That's weird.
Door opens, Naomi comes out.
Oh my God.
Hey, hello. Okay. She runs over to the other side and she opens the door and she's like, oh my God, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
She like steps over a hamburger and like some, she hops into the back seat. Oh my God, Trish, hello.
Hey,
good
hey,
to
hey,
see
hey,
you.
And
hello.
She like, she's kind of, they're kind of squeezing each other. Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
oh my God, this is going to be so fun. Hey, Specs, how you doing?
Doing good. You know, you don't both have to sit in the back. You totally can.
Yeah.
If that's.
We're like happier to sit in the back though. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
okay, it kind of makes me feel like a taxi cab or something.
Oh, you're not a taxi cab. I'm rolling my eyes. You're not a taxi cab.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I guess I am in my own vehicle, so how could I possibly be a taxi cab?
Well, you're in your brother's vehicle.
Yes.
And we're in your brother's vehicle.
I noticed the egg covering the outside. A lot of people were throwing eggs at you.
Yeah, my brother calls this car Eggman's Chariot.
Uh-huh.
He's a real piece of work.
It's an quote-unquote awesome ride. Thank you.
Thank you. I like it.
Let's just get to the punk show and find the furthest parking spot away from the door that we can.
Yeah, definitely. Trish pulls out her recorder and it's like,
oh my god, that is hilarious. I love the recorder.
Thanks. It's my new like thing that I'm trying out, you know, like just trying to like bring some music into the day.
You know, I think that's sick. You know, it's very, you know, Gang of Four entertainment. I mean, that's a melodica they use on that one. But
like,
you know.
I like elves, and like elves are kind of cool. And I feel like a recorder is like kind of elfish.
Yeah, it does sound like that. And it's also like very beat happening, you know, like, oh, I'm going to use whatever I have around. So it's like,
yeah, like
sick.
I got this because like when I was like a little, you know, you get it for school and I just kept it and now I just have it and now like I'm like I'm reclaiming the recorder.
I was in band in college with a guy who played bass flute, and man, I think you'd be surprised how much those woodwinds can really pack a punch if you get into like a really gnarly looking bar brawl or something.
Wow, yeah, that does sound cool.
Bass flute, what is that? Alto sax?
No, it's just a big ass flute.
Whoa. Oh.
Wow.
Just a long flute, really. And like a wider flute.
A long flute.
Long, wide flute.
That sounds, honestly, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it does.
A big, thick flute.
Yeah.
And you go, you blow on it, and it goes like deep.
Now, Specs, I have a very important question for you.
Yeah.
The context of this question is, it is a 45-minute drive to get to engagement from Ridgeville Corners. The RAV4 has both a tape deck and a CD player.
We love the customization.
Yeah. They sat in the back. That means, usually, driver's rules, you pick the music. Do you put in a CD from a band, a mixed CD that you have made, or a CD that has the bass flute music on it?
I feel like there's at least one of these things in Spec's car that like maybe the tape deck that he just has his own like band, his college band's like album just like loaded in, but he doesn't want to play that. Like that's something he listens to on his own, but he like is embarrassed by it.
Okay.
So I want to say he doesn't like put the bass, and let's say the bass flute is in that on that tape deck somewhere. I like the idea that Specs is like, you know, I haven't gotten used to all the radio stations out here, but what kind of radio do you guys like?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, there's only one even quasi listenable radio.
Yeah,
station.
96.7. Wait, is it 96.7?
What is the name of the radio station? It's 89.7 The Pipe.
89.7.
And it's only barely, it's like mostly pop punk stuff, which I think is not punk, but like whatever.
Yeah, but like
it's still
it's
fun.
Some good
it's
stuff.
It's fun. I mean, some good. I like early Green Day, like punk.
Yeah, but definitely like the harder stuff. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hard stuff. That's very cool.
Right.
But yeah, it's basically 89.7 The Pipe and nothing else.
Yeah, nothing else. Nothing else. Well, sometimes I do listen to the one, the pop station, but
72.3.
Yeah, I do.
72.3.
Like
that is an insanely low bandwith. I don't even know if my radio.
You
goes
gotta
that low.
Get the special one, and I know that she has one because I got her the low bandwidth radio for her 14th birthday.
Yeah,
I did do that. 72.3.
It's like
I think I said.
Yeah, 72.3, and I do like 72.3, but just don't tell anybody really that I do because. It's just kind of my guilty pleasure, you know, that I like pop music, too.
And I would say pop isn't punk, but listening to pop and feeling really bad about it and not telling anyone except your really, really good friends, that is punk. So.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's okay.
I know,
it
thank
is
you.
Okay.
I know, you guys don't judge me, so that's why I can tell you that I like pop music sometimes. Just sometimes.
Yeah. So
Not even all the time.
I would say Specs puts on 89.7 and is like, all right, I guess we'll have to check it out.
Have you left the front of the house yet? Had you started driving during all of this yet, Specs?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. Well, then you in the rear view, you see Naomi's dad like walk out the front door and down the steps, and he's wearing a bathrobe and boxers, no shirt. And like he was going to start like coming up and asking you why you were waiting or start talking to you about something. So maybe there's a small sigh of relief as you see that you are far out of earshot.
Oh my God. Your dad is so funny. He's so funny.
He's hilarious.
He's
hilarious,
so funny.
But he is so annoying, but he's funny.
Yeah, your dad and mom are so funny. So funny.
I used to shovel snow for them back when I was in middle school.
Oh, wow. When you were in middle school, I was, let's see here, you are 5 years older than me. So, wow, I was basically a baby. How does that feel for you? We're two babies. So you're doing grown-up stuff while we are being babies.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
I'm just antagonizing you a little bit. How does that feel?
How's that feel?
I guess it's fine. I don't know. You guys wanted a ride, right? Like, this is...
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I wanted a ride.
Great. I love to ride.
It's just some fun.
And to drive over.
I just mean, like, you two are the only other members of the subreddit for punk stuff in this town. Like, you know...
We're like the only people on Reddit in general.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else is on Reddit. It's I guess right now it's just basically a forum. Honestly, on 4chan or something, I'm going to guess that's basically it. And we're just three people in a forum that we call Reddit. Because that is, it's 2003 or 4, who knows? I'm mad about the Iraq war.
Yeah, I'm mad about Reddit.
This episode of One Shot features music from the following artists: Wasteland's Cast by Baum, Burn It Down by Brendan McPherson, Good Old Days by Michael Brugoglio, It's Not You, It's Me by Major Label Interest. This episode of One Shot was edited and sound designed by Tracy Barnett. You can find more of their work online, anywhere, at The Other Tracy. Well, heroes, that's it for One Shot this week. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with more Punk's Been Dead Since 79. In the meantime, you can check out some of the other shows on the One Shot Podcast Network. Shows like Neoscum. Neoscum is a narrative comedy podcast featuring five Chicago improvisers antagonizing their way through the role-playing classic Shadowrun. It follows a group of misfits and outsiders. Z, the acerbic cyber troublemaker. Pox, the candy junkie klepto from across the pond. Tech Wizard, the public access actor with a petulant thirst for adventure. And Dak Rambo, the nastiest trucker this side of the Robo-Mason Dixon. Join the irascible Neoscum crew on a puerile rock and road trip through a weirdo world of tomorrow, doling out street justice to every deeb they encounter, whether they deserve it or not. As always, we end One Shot with a call to action, and James is way, way, way better at this than I am. He's been doing this for years and years and years. However, I still think it's important to try and follow in his footsteps. So, I'm going to say, like he did last week, you need to register to vote. You need to call your representatives and make sure that they hear your voice. And I'm going to echo what he said in that you should form a union or join your union at work. All the powers that are out there, all of the money, everything, really, really hates it when people organize and make their voices heard as one. That is one of the single most effective ways that we can push back against the rising tide of all of the nastiness that we have to face for people who want this country to be a better, more progressive place. So, register to vote, exercise your civic duty and vote, and join a union. It's a thing that everyone should be striving to do. Now, you're going to hear James's voice close us out because, hey, it's already pre-recorded and, you know, why not just use the work that's already there? See you next time, heroes.
As always, a humble and hearty thanks to our supporters on Patreon. If you want to help us in a non-monetary way, the best thing you can do is tell a friend. You can also leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Every 5-star review we get helps new people find the show. For the latest One-Shot news, be sure to follow me on Twitter at OneShotRPG. Look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/OneShotPod, or look for news on the site at OneShotPodcast.com. If you want to inquire about ad rates, live appearances, commissioning episodes, or you have a general question or comment for the show, contact us at gamemaster@oneshotpodcast.com. One Shot is a production of the One Shot Podcast Network, in association with Paracosm Press. Paracosm Press is a Chicago-based tabletop games publisher. You can find more information at paracosmpress.com. Finally, that music, which is right now swelling up over my voice, is Adventure by Be Your Own Pet, courtesy of Infinity Cat Records. See you next time, heroes.
Welcome to Character Creation Cast, a show where we create and discuss characters, the best part of role-playing games, with guests using their favorite systems. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan Bolter.
And I'm your other host, Amelia Antrim. Join us as we sit down with game designers, podcasters, and fans of games as we dive into learning about different RPGs through the lens of character creation. It's a combination of character building, player advice, game design insights, and even a little bit of fan fiction for a different game every month. We tackle a variety of new and old games, both well-known and indie-produced titles.
We learn how creating characters can tell us a lot about the games themselves. Check us out today anywhere you can get podcasts or on the OneShot Podcast Network at oneshotpodcast.com.